think it's always important to start a series well, especially in a three-match series. You don't want to be chasing the series after the first game. With the team, no, we haven't. We'll have more of a look here now at the wicket, but we've got a couple of options now with Dowie turning back up. If we think the wicket's going to spin, we're actually quite shocked on how much it turned in the 2020 match here. It didn't look like it was going to turn that much, so we've got options there. I didn't even know they had injuries. I'm sorry. I've been worried about making sure we're right. I apologise for that. We're one game into the series. It was important for us, as I said before, to start well. But that win the other night's only is... It's only going to be as good as we play out here tonight. Tomorrow night. So we're not too worried about what they're doing at the moment. We're worrying about making sure we get the right team that we can think can wrap up the series tomorrow night. We haven't had a whitewash. We've won one series to date, but it was the 2020, and we're one game in. So now we're worrying about making sure we can get the best 11 we think can do the job tomorrow night. Might even play five spinners, might play none, I don't know. We've got options there with Xavier turning up. We've got Mitchell Stark ready to go. We've even got our test players around. Michael Clark, I think, batted today, did he? Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. We've got a few options. We've got 22 players here. I've been lucky enough to play all my career with Mitch, and you're right, I think he's at the top of his game at the moment, and he has been for the last 18 months. He's enjoying his cricket, and more importantly, he's contributing to some good wins and some big series wins with us over the last 18 months. So, yeah, he's going good.
You just kind of said that there's a lack of confidence in the Pakistan team at the moment. Is that something you can sense?
That's good. I didn't know he said that. That's good. Obviously, yeah, I'll go back and tell the boys. I don't know. I don't know if we are. If they've seen that, but if they are lacking in some confidence, yeah, it's good that these games are only a couple of days apart and we can get back out there. Oh, we go into every series wanting to win the series, and now it's on the line tomorrow night. We did some good things in that first game, but I think we touched on after the game that we thought we were probably 30 to 40 runs short where we should have been with the bat, so there's areas we can improve on there. We're in a good position going into the second game, which gives us an opportunity to win the series. If we win tomorrow, it'll definitely be on the radar to get back to number one. But our most important thing is to make sure we front up tomorrow and make sure we continue to get better. In tournament play, it's about getting better and better as you go along. And we've got to do that tomorrow. So, and if we're lucky enough to get the result tomorrow, then 100% you'd like to get back to number one. It was good. The atmosphere out there was outstanding, actually. I think with the stadium, it echoed a bit, so that felt like there was a lot more people than there was any. But the ground and the facilities that we've had here is as good as anywhere you'll get in the world. And that's with the wickets, with the training facilities, and the crowd was outstanding also. So we encourage people to come out tomorrow night because it was a good atmosphere to play in. We're getting there. I think... Over the last couple of tours, we've been able to blood a few more players. I think it's important to get games into guys leading into a World Cup. You don't want to go into a World Cup where guys have only played a handful of games and it's totally new to them. So I think over the last tour, we've been able to get some cricket into some different guys. Take Kane Richardson, for example. I think he's getting better every time he plays for Australia. So these last couple of tours has been really good for us with our preparation leading into that tournament in 6 months. He's taller than most bowlers I've faced, so, yeah, that's different. Yeah, obviously there's a hole with Ajmal. He was their best bowler and he's not there.